This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines. First, two children die and three injured in a bomb explosion in Calicut district. Nepali Congress unveils election manifesto and Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul recovering after hammer attack surgery. Now the news in detail. Two children have died in the bomb explosion in Tilagufa municipality 10, Ranawada in Calicut district. One person died on this spot, another died on the way to the Karnali province hospital in Kalagaon, and three others are being treated for their injuries. According to locals, the children who had gone to graze cows were playing with a bomb they found on in the road near their house. Police say the deceased have been identified as Saraswati Rana and Jharna Rana, both of 4 years of age. Calicut Chief District Officer Ram Hari Sharma informed that an investigation into the incident is underway. The Nepali Congress has unveiled its election manifesto for the November 20 elections to the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly. Nepali Congress President and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuwa made public the election manifesto amid a press conference at its central office in Sanepa today. Coordinator of the Election Manifesto Preparation Committee, Biswa Prakash Sharma, said the manifesto was prepared acting on issues announced by the party based on documents from BP Koirala's time and local levels. Sama Chakeva festival, observed as a symbol of love between brothers and sisters, has started from today in Mithilanchal. This festival starts today from Panchami and will last for 10 days. For 10 days, the women of Mithilanchal wish for the longevity of their brothers and play Sama Chakeva. On this day in the morning, the sisters sing songs in groups and play Sama Chakeva and pray for the long life of all the brothers in the group. During this festival, those who do not have brothers and sisters celebrate with their neighboring brothers and sisters. According to popular belief, playing Sama Chakeva will prolong the life of brothers and strengthen the relationship with the sisters. This festival is becoming popular in the bordering districts of Tarai, such as Mohtari, Sarlahi, Sira, Dhanusa, Saptari, Bara and Parsa. In Mithilanchal, the Sama Chakeva festivals arrive a day before the evening prayer of Chhat festival. World Stroke Day is being observed today with various programs around the world. Every year on October 29th, World Stroke Day is celebrated all over the world. World Stroke Day is an opportunity to raise awareness of the serious nature and high rates of stroke and talk about ways in which we can reduce the burden of stroke through better public awareness of the risk factors and signs of stroke. President of the Nepal Stroke Association, Dr. Raju Paudel, says that the association is providing training in various hospitals and health institutions as well as setting international standards for the treatment of a stroke. Dr. Paudel emphasizes that the rate of stroke is high in developing countries like Nepal, so it is necessary for the government to pay attention on time. Data show that 10% of those who suffer a stroke in Nepal die. On this occasion, a mourning procession was held today from Maharajganj Chowk to Samakosi in Kathmandu. Motor boats started operating in the Narayani River after the rains subsided. Operation of motor boats had been stopped after the water flow increased and they resumed along with the festivals. Motor boat service is closed for 3 months due to floods in the rainy season. President of the Narayani Motorboat Business Association, Ashish Malla, said that the motor boat operation has been delayed due to post-monsoon rainfall. The motorboats will now be operated regularly. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Paul Pelosi, the husband of U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is recovering from surgery after being attacked at home by a hammer wielding intruder. Pelosi, 82, was left with a fractured skull and serious injuries to his right arm and hands. The suspect is said to have demanded to see Mrs. Pelosi after breaking into the San Francisco home. U.S. President Joe Biden saw the attack as political and called it despicable. A 42-year-old man has been arrested on charges including attempted homicide. No motive is known. Pelosi, who was on the other side of the country in Washington, D.C. at the time of the assault, flew back to see her husband in hospital. A spokesman for the senior Democrat said Pelosi had been attacked in the early hours of Friday morning by an assailant who acted with force and threatened his life while demanding to see the speaker. A severe tropical storm has killed at least 45 people in the Philippines, unleashing floods and landslides in southern provinces, officials say. Storm Nalgae caused the most havoc in Maguindano province on Mindanao Island. There is extensive flooding in and around the city of Cotabato. Nalgae is sweeping north with the capital Manila experts torrential rain. Rescuers pulled many bodies from thick mud after landslides. The storm winds are gusting at up to 59 mph. Heavy rain began on Thursday and the storm is expected to reach its peak this weekend. The storm has also forced some schools to close and buses to stop running. Earlier on Saturday, officials gave a death toll of 72, but that has been revised. Billionaire Elon Musk has said there will be no changes to Twitter's content moderation policies for now after completing his $44 billion takeover of the platform. To be super clear, we have not yet made any changes to Twitter's content moderation policies, he tweeted. Earlier, he announced the creation of a new council to moderate posts. He also tweeted that anyone can suspend it for a minor and dubious reason would be freed from Twitter jail. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts due to the impact of westerly winds, there will be light rainfall in some places in the hilly areas of the country today. According to department, due to this weather system, there will be partial change in the weather in the hilly areas of the country, while the weather will remain generally clear in the rest of the country. There is the possibility of light rainfall in one or two places in the hilly parts of Province 1, Gandaki and Lumini Province. During the night, the weather will remain clear in the hilly parts of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Rendapal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Two children die and three injured in a bomb explosion in Calicut district. Nepali Congress unveils election manifesto and Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul recovering after hammer attack surgery. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.